I'm very sore. I'm in agony, but it's grand. I don't have to do anything though, so I can relax and just chill out, you know.
Rob, it was an incredible performance from yourself. Have you had time to reflect on it yet?
Yeah, we're myself and Mara there. We went to McDonald's there for breakfast, and just walking around the village and just trying to take everything in, you know. And that's great. Like, you know, it's a bit of a mixed bag, you know. And one part of me still thinks that I could have won in the race. Like, I got very bad cramps during the race, and I just lacked that move, but the conditions were so tough that, you know, there was other fellas who have won medals and 3:36 walkers who died, or they were, you know, died in the race, or they were carried off, or they didn't finish. So, you know, to still consolidate and finish sixth in the Olympics is still an incredible achievement for me.
Absolutely. Well, obviously, watching it looked grueling, and you've mentioned some of the struggles that the other athletes went through. But talk us through how it progressed for you. Where did you meet that cramp, and I suppose, you know, your progress through it?
Yeah, I felt very comfortable, and it's the first time that I've gone off with the lead group in the race, so it was a different type of race. I know Johan went from the front, but my other races, I've worked from the back and I've come through. But I think this time, just, you know, evaluating the race beforehand, there was going to be five or six of us in contention to win a medal. And then, you know, and I had to go over it. And then I felt really comfortable for a lot of it. And then at 36 to 38K, I just, you know, even going around, I could feel the twinges in my hamstrings and in my groins. And then later on into the race, I was getting cramps coming around the bends. And then, you know, all of a sudden, everything can be gone, you know. So I just have to regroup, and I have to be really positive. And I was like, no, top six in Olympic Games is still, you know, it's still an incredible achievement, and you need to keep focusing and keep staying positive. And, you know, it was tough when the medal got away from me. You know, you could dwell on it, but, you know, I didn't. I worked with what I had, like.
Rob, Johan Denise went off like a train. When you see someone making a break like that quite early, is half you thinking, will I go with him? Or is the other half saying, look, just leave him at it and we'll see what happens?
Yeah, well, I predicted Johan was going to do it. Like some of the stuff that Johan was doing in training and the world coming through, what he was doing up in Fontremore, it was like phenomenal stuff, and he broke the world record 2 years ago. But Johan's temperamental, like, so he can be brilliant or he can be catastrophic. And, you know, he's walked 3:32, he's forming, you know, his PB is incredible. So that was always going to be the case. If he went off in them conditions, I always thought he was going to come back. It's just too hard. The conditions are too tough to go off in the front in the Olympic Games like that. It was a lot of pressure, and, you know, with the humidity and the heat so high, you know, he took a massive gamble, and it didn't pay off for him.
Well, that's it, exactly, because we saw him, obviously, he pulled up, he lost his lead of a minute and a half at that stage, I think, and then collapsed later on in the race, and did continue, credit to him for that, but it just showed it was grueling, Rob.
Yeah, it was. And credit to him, because, like, Johan was hot favourite for the race, so he did. He showed brilliant perseverance to get up and keep going, you know, when this whole world must have fallen apart. So, you know, you have to respect him for that, because he's a great athlete. But, yeah, it's the 50K is like that. It's intriguing for people to watch. And I think, you know, for people to watch the race and see how it unfolds, and, you know, some of the people who make the moves early, if, you know, anything can happen in the race. It's you know, you think it's the opposite, but it's a very exciting race to watch.
Toth of Slovakia ended up winning the race, Rob, and from what I can see from online and the reaction afterwards, a very, very popular winner.
Yeah, Matthew is a lovely. He's a lovely guy, and he's a really nice fella, like, you know. But yeah, I'm good friends with Matthew as well. But, you know, obviously, I'd love him to be in his position, but. Yeah, I think he's a popular winner amongst the boys as well. Like, he was chatting to Jared afterwards, and felt, you know, Jared has never been, even though he's after getting a lot of winners' medals retrospectively, he hasn't been on top of the podium. So he kind of, you know, he's destined to be the bridesmaid at championships.
And on that, Rob, I suppose, in the context of this race and how clean it was, the goodwill towards a winner like that, how did you feel about the field yesterday when you consider the troubles that you faced in the past with the Russians?
B- But again, you know, lots of people will focus always on the negatives because, you know, negative stories will always make the media. But the 50K and with the athletes that are in it, it can be done clean. It can be done when you have good systems and good support and, you know, a long-term development plan, you know. Like the only thing with the Russians, they can get there a lot faster and they're like supermen. But, you know, Matt Hayes around the long time, mine around the long time, Jared's around the long time and, you know, you don't make a champion overnight. Like, you know, it nearly takes 10 years to develop into a world-class endurance athlete. And then, but again, when I look at it on a sporting point of view, like when I critically ask during the week when everything settles, there'll be a part of me disappointed because I feel that I didn't fully open up and I still feel that I was good enough to win it, but it just wasn't there yesterday, you know.
But with a sixth place finish in the context of, you know, who beat you, I suppose, and a clean race like that, it must make it even better that I know it's you wanted to finish better, but a sixth place finish in the right context.
Yeah, look, regardless of the Russians being there or not, like, you know, there was only in both races in London, you know, regardless of the Russians being doping or not, on my day, I can still beat them. So I never even looked into that. If I can perform at my best, you know, regardless, I can still beat the Russians later. I can still beat anybody on my day. And that's all I ever focus on. Like, you know, if I can get my performance out and I can do what I can do, it doesn't matter. Everything else is out of my control. And I really don't focus on it. You know, but saying that, it is great that the sport has been cleaned up and, you know, and it makes it a more honest race as well because, you know, you feel the lads are human, whereas, you know, when the Russians were there, there was just some, like what Kurt Japkin did in London, it was a superhuman performance, you know, he nearly did a 10K PB for the last 10K, so, yeah, and you can't compete with that.
Rob, there's been a lot of, I suppose, speculation on your future, but you posted on Facebook last night saying you're targeting the World Championships next year because you want to hear Aron Navin being blared out around Buckingham Palace.
Yeah, why not, you know? Like, the best race that I've ever taken part in was that race in London at the Olympics and the crowds there and the athletic fans from both the UK and Ireland. You know, there's such a huge athletic following and I think the World Championships next year are going to be massive. So it's, you know, and it's only a short flight over. So it's I love racing in front of a big crowd and it'll definitely inspire me to do something next year, I think, you know.
That's brilliant. And you mentioned yesterday as well, post-race, about the London 2012 bronze medal and a potential presentation in November here in Cork. But is the medal is in the possession of Pat Hickey, I understand.
It is, yeah.
So what does that mean in terms of getting your hands on it?
I don't know, you tell me.
But I suppose, look,
hopefully it'll be sorted. You know, hopefully it'll be a big night. It'll be a huge night in Cork in November. And then, and especially even after performing yesterday and, you know, just seeing all the positive stuff from back home, I think I can, you know, I'll get satisfaction in, you know, celebrating that Olympic medal now at home. So it's a bonus. And hopefully, when I get my hands on it.
Yeah, I can't wait for that. It's going to be an absolutely cracking party back here in Cork. Rob, what's the plan for the rest of the week? Are you going to have a bit of a holiday in Rio or are you heading home straight away?
We're home on Tuesday. All the team are flying home to Dublin on Tuesday or Wednesday, Marathon. Tuesday and we're back Wednesday. Yeah, we're home to Dublin Wednesday. So, we're going to relax now and going to go down to the athletics tonight and watch Mo Farah running and a few finals and try and take in some of the Olympics because I've just been, you know, it's even getting up this morning, you're institutionalised when you're training so hard, your whole day and your whole life is regimented, so it kind of feels like as if I've just been left out of jail, you know. we don't know what to do with ourselves, you know.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to relax.
Good stuff.
Take a few days and chill.
Good stuff. As you mentioned, Marion there, she beside you. Is there any chance of a very quick word with her?
Yeah, I'll throw it on to you there.
Great stuff.
Hello.
Hey, Marion. Look, when we heard you were beside... It's Lisa here.
Hi, Lisa. How are you?
Good. Now, look, when we heard Rob mention that you were there beside him, we had to bring you on because obviously all his hard work and build up towards this, you're there for all of us. You're involved in his training and his coaching and everything. So you must be thrilled here today.
We are, yeah. It's actually kind of sinking in a little bit more now today. Like, and you know, the main thing that we said coming into the competition was that once you perform, you know, we were all going to come away happy. Like, so very, very proud of him yesterday. And, you know, it just goes, like, next year is a different year for him. Like, and, you know, who knows what will happen, you know, with another good year of training behind him. Like, so, no, we're looking forward to it. And thanks to everybody for the support as well. It's been unbelievable.
Yeah, it's been sensational. Everyone in Cork, I think, was watching that race yesterday. Cork's Red FM up in Murphy's Rock, where all your family and friends were watching the race. And we had Cahill and Megan on chatting about their dad, and they were incredibly proud of his achievements.
We only spoke to them there after the race, like, and they've been with us. They've been with us at training camps, and they, you know, they're nearly living it with us, like, so it's brilliant for them as well, like, and Carl was tormented with all the interviews yesterday. He got a case of Robert, I think. So, brilliant. Brilliant for them. Brilliant for our families as well. It's a great time, like.
Absolutely. It was lovely hearing from the kids yesterday because that perspective is really, really special as well. Marion, look, enjoy your next couple of days in Rio. You might put us back on to Rob there and we'll say a quick goodbye.
Will do, Lisa. Thanks very much.
Cheers, Marion.
Hi, Lisa.
All right, Rob, we just wanted to say a very quick final well done on yesterday. You've made everybody in Cork and Ireland very, very proud, and enjoy your last couple of days as well.
Great, Lisa, thanks. And I just want to thank everybody back home as well, you know, who supported me all throughout my career, and, it means a lot to me. So thanks, lads.
And Rob, we're all looking forward to the party when you get that bronze medal.
Oh, yeah, I'm as well.
So, cheers, kids.